When's the last time you upgraded your device?
Me? Per se, what? Like, because I just updated, like, my controller yesterday.
I know that's very broad and, like, your device, whatever that means to you.
Well, I just, well, because, well, I have an old phone.
When you say old, how old?
It's a XR.
Okay. See, I wouldn't even consider that old. Like, this is, oh my gosh. We're going to get into it here, people. We are going to get to the bottom of this, allegedly.
For today's standard, that would be considered old.
It is so sad. I don't like this.
It's strange, you know, because I miss the days of, like, two-way pagers and Sidekicks. Sidekicks was, like, the most advanced I would like to be, as far as, like, a mobile phone.
I still miss my Palm Treo.
Palms are nice, like BlackBerry, like those phones. Sidekick 3, let's stop phone technology there. I don't think it needed to progress any further.
It just progressed into having a basically functional mini laptop tablet in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain. Functionality-wise, it's convenient, it's great, but that's not what we're talking about. I think, yeah, I came in front, it would also be my cell phone too, possibly, but the system that I have going on kind of gets me a free phone, so it's not like I'm up here buying phones every time they drop just because to keep up or whatever.
Yeah, well, I stopped keeping up along with the phone I have now. I was like, I'm done. Keep up with the Joneses and stuff. Because I'm not even going to lie. At one point, I was like, with the Joneses. I was like, I had all the things. It's a waste to like me because I didn't even care about the stuff. And people that was around me didn't even care about the stuff. All right, well, you have all this fancy technology, but I don't know what the fuck to do with it. And now I'm them and they are me.
If you even use it, right. That is true.
I buy things and I'll use it for like a few months and then it's like, I forget I have it.
Yeah, that's the disheartening part. Aside from the chip shortage and now fiber optic cables, technology as a whole needs a break. If you have not gotten our hint in what we were getting at by the cell phone mini discussion here, it just seems like, I don't even want to say we're, you know what? We are oversaturated when it comes to technology.
Mm-hmm, Ben.
I will take that stance firmly.
I will be right there with you with a sign. Just, yeah, slow it down, buddy.
We have a lot of choices, which is not bad. Consumers need our choices. We like our consumer reports and everything. But at the same time, it's kind of like the rollout dates for, we'll stick to cell phones since we're on that wave. The rollout dates for them. Do we really need a new one every year? Like, honestly.
Not only do I think so, I know so.
So you...
There's no reason to...
Oh, okay, okay.
I know there's no reason...
There isn't.
...to upgrade every fucking year. Give new, like, skins or whatever. Like, not even, like, the decals or, like, do actual colors. Like, a shell that you can buy. You take your phone in to wherever provider you go to, and they'll just change the color for you. That's it.
Oh, so kind of like how OnePlus does with the interchangeable swappy-outy pieces? Or how LG used to do, too?
Yeah, the color of the year, you know? Like, make a thing of it. Like,
oh, you mean... Oh, so okay, the internals are still cool, but just change out, like, the shell or whatever.
Yeah, like, you know, update your software and shit like that. But the everything else is pretty much the fucking same. You don't need to constantly update every year, like, because...
Oh, software, yeah. Well, software is understandable, because anything can go wrong.
So just even that is wild. Yeah, so I missed the days of, I didn't have to update my fucking Nextel phone. I didn't have to update, that shit worked fine for years. Not one update needed.
Well, the thing was, it was updating though, you just didn't notice it was. It was updating.
And let's keep it that way, let's keep it that way.
Okay, that's the thing though, carrier updates and then pushing it to your phone without your knowledge is a whole thing. So now that you have basically an operating system in your pocket, you kind of have to have notification of what's going on with your phone.
Yeah, yeah, that way, you know, because it's a lot going on. I what I'm saying is, like, I miss the days that I didn't have to have my card information saved to my phone.
Oh, you're an iPhone person, so technically we don't do that over here. You don't have to do that over there, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, what I'm saying, like, say if you're, like, you're fucking Amazon shopping and the fucking on your phone and your card information is on there, whatever, like that shit.
What do you mean, like online shopping?
Yeah, like just from the phone. I just take that shit away from
them. Huh?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care for any of that stuff. I think it's very distracting.
You think online shopping is distracting?
Yeah, like most apps, like games and all that. So just leave it as a phone. Put a house phone in your pocket, basically.
Nobody's putting a cordless phone in their pocket, and yeah, the range. We're far out of range. Ain't no way nobody's antenna that's 20 foot is gonna be able to call anybody.
Like the 80s, just pull the antenna out. Just pull the antenna out.
I mean, certain aspects of that can be overwhelming. I can understand that. When it comes to inflating prices, production times are being extended, labor is also doing horrible, there's shortages everywhere. Why not just fall back for a little bit? It not to say that you cannot still be cooking up the next best thing.
But the jobs.
But innovation is one factor. What is the last thing that you actually bought and were wowed by?
Shit.
Exactly. Take as much time as you need, because I'm still thinking for mine too.
A DVD player.
Now you stole one of mine. I was gonna use that as a fallback if I couldn't think of something else. The technology, knowledge, and
That was like peak. Oh my God.
I mean, yeah. But then again, DVD is just basically an adapted laser disc from the 70s.
Yeah.
So they had CDs too. They were just huge.
Cassettes were not as large as VHSs. I can fit a cassette in my pocket.
Well, yeah, but that's a tape deck. That's a different thing. But you weren't.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So audio, like for it to go from like 8-track and
Yeah, and then there's the digital realm
fucking
and stuff and
cassette
files and
to
stuff.
Laserdisc.
But yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like I could at least fit a fucking cassette tape in my pocket. I wasn't putting no whole Aladdin VHS in my pocket.
Says who? You better take the whole plastic case.
Nah, not me. I had little pockets. I had, unless I had cargo pants.
I had little pockets.
I little...
Well, that's the thing, but sharing stuff back then, that was this neighborhood shit. If you had to share a cartridge, game, or whatever, or even if it was a tape, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of ruined the whole borrowing thing now, too.
The last days of trade and bartering.
I know.
Yeah, that's the last days of trade and
Hey,
bartering.
let me borrow your digital DVD. What? How? Let me get your password. That's the new trading and bartering system.
And that's a lot, thinking of it.
And that's slowly going away because Netflix is on y'all heads sharing passwords and whatnot.
Yo, cause y'all 10 people, like 10 people on one account, y'all bugging. Yeah, bugging.
On one account, just chilling. And that's why they got the limitations on how many streams you can have concurrently going. Oh, man.
Yeah, I did that to yourselves. I don't know what to tell you. I grew up like, well, I was always around, like everybody had their own accounts anyway. Like it
Right.
was very rare that someone was using someone else's account. So I said that's why I say y'all did that to yourselves.
That is terrible.
I seen it coming. I seen it coming.
Something that I was truly wowed by, like greatest thing since sliced bread wowed by. This is a tough one because technology is so freaking abundant that even when you get something new, you have that initial excitement, but you're not like, this is gonna change the game forever. Like, no. I don't remember the last time I've said that.
No, well, I guess another one I have, I guess, was flat screens in general, just those, just losing the whole back of the TV.
But even those evolved too. Like the big butt TVs. Yeah, but we knew that was coming.
Like when I first seen them, that was like my an oh shit moment to me.
And the other oh shit moment was when you had to move the damn big butt TV.
Like, cause I had a floor model. I had a fucking floor
Because
model.
that thing was heavy.
Jeez, we had to get a dolly.
I think we all had the floor model.
We had two dollies.
Yeah. The bottom of ours had wheels. That's how
Nah,
heavy it
mine's it,
was.
the wheels broke off. Nah, so we had dollies.
But that's the thing. They kind of, that look, we're never getting that classy look back. Like, even with the flat screens now, they do look bad because they're like, oh, nice and sleek. They got a little bezel or whatever. But just having that big wood box, there's some personality there. Like, now, ain't no personality in tech.
It was a time. I tend to, and a lot of people tend to put TVs very high on the wall. I'm a short person, so TVs high on the wall is a no for me.
They TV on the floor. Get out of here.
It's what the whole purpose of a floor model TV. I could just,
No, no,
scoot up,
no.
legs on
The
the
TV
speakers.
was thought of as furniture back
Yes, it
then.
was.
No, for
It
no
was
short
a
people.
leg prop if you laid on the floor.
They made floor model TVs for the little people. No, they
Yes,
did
they.
not.
It was my
No,
leg
they
prop.
did
My feet
not.
sat where the speakers
They
were.
absolutely did
Yes, they
not.
did. Had a bowl of popcorn on the side watching fucking Pokemon on a Saturday.
What?
What? I'm telling you.
Okay, so for the people in the front, continue mounting your TV as high as possible with the bracket mounts on the wall, please. Out of reach for all the short people out there.
What if I can't find a remote? Well, no, I have Alexa.
Don't worry
I have
about it.
Alexa.
What you mean? The TV's up and out of your way, so you have as much room as you need to find the remote you got lost somehow. But you know what now? Because with your technology, you can
I
use your
know.
cell phone to turn channels. Boom.
I do.
You need no remote no more.
I talk to my TV.
Exactly. You don't need none of that. The only thing remote now or remotes do provide you now is with security, because it's just like, oh, my TV remote. Where's the remote?
Wait. I have a question for you. When's the longest you ever lost your remote, given like how
No, nah, I
technology?
don't play games. I have to find the remote. It's like just that, like, you know, you could turn it off with your phone, easy, or with your assistant or whatever, but you still need the security of, yo, where is my remote? I can't say over 24 hours. If I had to put a time on it, there's no way it went over 24 hours.
Mine's just like, 'cause I have like backup remotes that I like put to the side.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I went a whole week with just using my voice, and I kind of got annoyed, and I just like really looked.
Nah, I couldn't do that. I'd be so uncomfortable. I wouldn't even want to watch TV.
And well,
Like, I'm gonna turn my TV off. Like, use your phone. No!
I try to find reasons to sit on my couch
I
all
mean,
day.
I just tend to Chromecast everything. So, I'm gonna watch it on a bigger screen. So, yes, I do tend to use it for that. But even with the rapid pace of how everything is released, where is everything going?
Word, what are they doing with the old technology? I know it's not like just strictly recycling.
Not okay, but that's the thing. Hold on, we're gonna get into old technology for a second. Where is everything going that people don't purchase?
Wait.
There's no way you're selling out your full stock of all new items and devices first release. Let's just say that.
They're saving them for like Obama phones.
What?
Now, I don't know what the new phone, the free phones are called now. It's like the old Obama phones. They're just saving them for the
God, they were
future.
never called Obama phones. That's the
It
problem.
wasn't? I've seen like flyers and everything. I'm so confused now.
You've seen flyers because of ignorance.
It was like literal st like you know how like that you like you're driving by and you see like they have a stands and stuff and they say like free phones and there's like a guy holding up a sign that says Obama phones. I'm like, okay, that's where I thought it was like it called it. So
It was the Federal Lifeline Assistance Program.
oh, the actual like name on black and white.
Yeah, Lifeline Assistance Program. Because he's black, so we tend to name stuff after the blacks. And yeah, it's fun. Obama phone. That's very fun to say,
It's
isn't it?
very no,
Just
because
say
the
it. Wait,
name
wait,
you
wait, wait.
just
Let's give
the
them a second.
entire
Let's
name.
wait, wait, wait. Let's give them a second. Say it. Say it with us. Obama phone. Isn't that fun to say?
that entire black and white name is
Jesus.
very long. That is
It's long, but that's what it is. That you can't even say that's the shortening of, just me not wanting to say the full name. Really?
Or just free phone. Just free phone. That's
Gov
what most people
phone.
call
Like
it.
you already said, government cheese back in the
Government
day.
phone.
Exactly. What's come on. Gov cell.
Yeah,
It
that
got the
gun.
same ring to it. Whatever. Keep your Obama
Don't know. It's just that's what it's always been called. I've never had a like I've known it's been called
phone.
like free phone and government phone, but I mostly hear Obama phone. Even to this day. It's weird.
Man been gone. Obama phone. So yeah, what are all the products that are created brand new? Latest and greatest model out, those that are not purchased. Of course, eventually they make their way to clearance and whatever, but even when they're not sold, then what happens?
Word. That is a good question. I would like to
Nobody
know.
knows.
Like, what happens to all that extra shit? You just like, oh, we just threw it away. We burned it and recycled it. Really? Really?
But that's the thing, recycling buyback, that needs to be kind of put in the forefront. I feel like that's a fallback. Like it's if you know situation when it comes to technology, because some people really don't know how to get rid of their old technology. Case in point, driving through my neighborhood, somebody had three freaking computer towers sitting next to trash. Are you kidding me?
People still throw batteries in the trash can.
And the thing is, here where I live, the county has a program where you can literally go and recycle them. Why would you put that in the trash?
Like, come on. No, but the battery acid, like, you got possible battery acid. I don't know what's going on with people.
I can imagine that person probably has like a million batteries in their trash can as well.
What are they doing with the batteries? Like, are they taking, like, that aluminum and copper and stuff out of that?
Aside from the acid that is also in batteries where you shouldn't be throwing them in regular trash, you got to look into the proper disposal and recycling of some of these items because it's safety too. It's not even just for a matter of waste and stuff like that, but just literally safety.
Look at me, coming full circle, talking about battery recycling. And when I used to lick the tip to make sure it used to work.
Oh my God. Don't do that at home, children, please.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
I
Because I
like,
ain't paying
oh,
nobody's
yeah, still
medical
got a little juice
bills.
in it.
No.
Nah. Like, if you had a Game Boy back in the day.
Well, yeah, you know what time it is. You know what a battery tastes like. We've tasted electricity before. We don't even have to go into that. It was a thing. And depending where you live, just look into local resources. And I think I'll just link to the EPA's website for US listeners to find some guidance on that because that is a big issue. Just learn how to dispose of things properly because it's not safe for anybody. Because imagine it, you dumping that in the trash truck, they push the compressor down and it explodes. You didn't mean for that to happen, but you didn't know.
Word. You got like a whole 18 pack in there for no
Exactly.
reason
Right.
that
Just chilling under the sink. Acid
you
exposed or whatnot. I'm going to just throw this away. Boom. What was that? That's not what
You
we
don't even
want.
remember when you bought it.
Exactly. Just safety, overall precautions and everything. These programs, they exist, but they're largely in the background.
I don't think they push the agenda of recycling.
They don't, especially when it comes to electronics and larger devices like this. It's kind of important.
All right.
It exists. The practice is definitely possible, but you kind of have to seek out the information. But I mean, human laziness, that's kind of what happens. So
Stop making the recycle label so small.
that's not the problem. If the recycle label was as big as the logo of your phone, people still wouldn't give a damn.
No, I wanted to blame business, but I really couldn't because they tell you to recycle it. I was like, make the goddamn sense. I didn't have no argument for the.
They could literally scan the thing on your forehead. People still wouldn't pay attention to how to recycle it. It's the information you gotta go
That's true.
seek. That's the thing.
Yeah, put more commercials on the TVs.
Yeah, not blaming nobody, but yeah, just look into stuff. You gotta get rid of stuff. Find out if there's a local charity or something that can donate it to people who will actually still use the technology. Just don't throw it in your regular trash bin and call it a day. It's weird.
Trust me, know some people that can do some things with that stuff.
Pretty much. Repurpose, reuse, recycle.
All the little components on the inside can make you something nice.
I always found it interesting that just because you don't have the latest phone model or any piece of technology, but phones are easiest to adapt to this conversation, its valuation immediately decreases once the latest model's out. And just like you're saying, like think of all the parts your phone is comprised of. They're
Yeah.
still worth something. They're not obsolete. Like what?
The fact that we're treating phones like cars.
Like it just turns immediately to a dumb phone. Like, no, it still works. The components are still there.
The value depreciates a little bit.
Immediately. Your phone ain't worth a penny. It's like, wait, what? It's like trade-in value, $2.50. Like, what? The phone just came out. How did my
It's like cars, I'm telling you. That's crazy. Phones have trade-in
Damn.
values, insurance. It's a whole car.
It's a scam.
You bought a hoopty for your face.
Crazy. But yeah, I in general I tend to hate waste, and I'm always looking for ways to kind of repurpose something or at least just do something with it rather than just throw it in the trash and make it a somebody else's problem. Always imagine the dump is just full of like old technology from like the 60s up until now, just
Word.
chilling. Ugh.
Yeah, I'll give them out to people. But it's always weird because I always end up giving it to people that don't really give a shit about it.
That's another thing I don't like doing either. It's like, you ain't gonna appreciate it. I ain't gonna give it away like that.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's in need of a laptop. Yeah, okay, here you go.
Like, dude, this is a whole laptop that I'm not using. It's a pretty good laptop. This is a whole flat screen I'm giving you. I don't need it. This is a whole Xbox. Here,
Yeah.
take this. I don't need it. I have two.
But you got your own companies like, Salvation Armies and Goodwills and stuff like that. That's another option for you. So even if you are in a giving away mood, you want your little tax donation receipt at the end of the year, alleviate some of them taxes. That's another option. But at the same time, it's just like,
I
oh, if they took a, I don't know, I don't even want to say take a break to let people catch up. You never knew about that?
No, I did. This is news to me. I give away shit all
Clearly, I'm talking to the audience here and you. So sit over there. You
the
can join
time.
them.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'll move over real quick. Hey, watch out. Watch out. Move your feet.
This wasn't even planned, but sure. When you go to the Goodwill, Salvation Army, or even like Pluto's Closet or any one of your local thrift consignment shops. Whatever you give them is worth something, correct? Audience?
Yes.
So the total value of whatever you give them, just keep that in mind. Whatever you donate, you're going to get a receipt dated from the company. Let's use Goodwill, for example. And then you can list and itemize your things. Because if you know, you know, you donate multiple times a year, you can just write down on that receipt, oh, I donated like a bundle of clothes. Oh, I donated a bunch of electronics, a couple of computer monitors and stuff like that. You just itemize it end of the year. That way you're not thinking like, oh man, what did I donate? Aside from, you know, to your normal charities and whatnot. Those are also tax deductible. So when you donate to organizations like this, make sure you ask them for a receipt if they don't already have one in your face by the time you're finished donating, because they know what time it is too. But yeah, make sure you always get a receipt of that stuff. And it's kind of like, oh, but they just gave me a blank receipt.
No, I be throwing them shits away. I'm like, I don't need this.
Make sure you always get a receipt. I'm telling you in between the lines. No, don't throw it away. Just as a reminder for you, when you're doing your taxes the following year, write down what you donated and then the actual value of that product.
You learn something new every day.
Unsolicited financial tax advice, but yeah. Man's over here throwing away computer towers. It's clearly his house I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure you look into that. Like, even if you, it doesn't always have to be a benefit to you, but if, you know, it's not ancient technology to where they'll take it and accept it to resell or, you know, either donate to some other cause.
Yeah, I always do like.
Yeah, make yourself feel good and donate to a decent cause. And a lot more of these organizations exist too, aside from like the big ones that I named.
I stopped myself from going off on a tangent because of how I feel. I don't trust charities, but I always give to charities.
That makes no sense.
It's always like,
I mean, low-key, all of that is a scam, but hey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I know it is, but it's like, I'm still going
to
give you like
just be mindful of which ones you decide to, you know, do your business with. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Make sure you do your required reading and homework on certain companies and organizations.
Check their Yelp. Nah, but really, though, no. Check their stuff.
Okay, so clearly the Yelp of organizations is Charity Navigator. I sound like a freaking infomercial. This is terrible.
Yeah, but it works. It's we're educating the people. Well, you're educating. I'm just over here just letting you know what to tell.
It's like the Talk to Me 123 ABC Sesame Street episode, apparently. Just random drops, like check their Yelp page, which, yeah, it exists. Charity Navigator is where you can go to go check up information about different organizations, even see reviews and stuff. And yeah, that's one of them. There's many other ones, but that's probably one of the more popular joints. And obviously, Better Business Bureau too. These are all U.S. things, but yeah.
But it was very informative. I learned things they did too. Hopefully, I'm not the only one that learned something.
But yeah, the main reason, like, even if we were to get a break from the release of new technology,
I think the year or two that the world had off showed that we didn't need any of that shit. That was enough time.
That should have been a break.
Yeah, but that was the time that entertainment-wise, I can
say. I mean, but things were still releasing. That's the problem, though. And low-key, that kind of caused a shortage, too, because people got idle and started toilet papering certain chips and video cards and whatnot. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I blame you guys that for the video cards, MSRP price going up.
Oh, that's a fact. We're never getting to the point of sub-level $500 video cards ever again. That's a wrap for that.
You resellers kind of like fucked up the market. You killed yourselves. You got greedy and you killed yourself.
Which is, oof. And I blame cryptocurrency for that as well. But that's a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm.
Definitely is. You guys got greedy.
As far as the technology and it needing a break, those 2 years off would have been nice if it was actually practiced and was acknowledged. Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't doing much anyway. We were fine with what we had. It's not like, I mean, shopping did kind of turn up a little bit because people were in their homes and felt like they needed everything. But, you know, consumerism, what you going to do about that? Nothing.
Like, but anything new was unneeded, though. You had a stock of old shit that needed to go anyway.
Yeah, it's not truly innovative to the point where you're just like, man, I really need this because of this feature. You don't. You're fine with what you have. And I'm still really thinking about what innovation I was truly wowed by. I don't know. I'm stumped.
Touchscreen phones didn't wow me because of movies.
I always had one, the Palm. I was
Yeah.
fine with that one, the stylus and everything. So I wasn't like, oh my God, this is great. Like, no.
Movies already had me as a child, like expecting that by now already. Like I expected to be at this moment to be on a glass phone in my flying car.
Well, George Jetson was literally born this year, so technically he's this not gonna happen for another how many years?
I did watch the Jetsons. Was one of my favorites as a kid.
So even with that technology, we're still behind. I mean, we're here, obviously. Hello, but as far as where they are with everything, the flying and
Flying cars, I understand the reason for flying cars. The lack of, they said it does exist.
people can't even drive on regular roads on
Exactly.
ground. There's no way
That's why it doesn't
I'm
exist. That's
trusting a
why it doesn't
normal
exist.
consumer with an
So
aviator
all you guys
license.
that are frustrated about the lack of flying cars, that's your fault.
There doesn't need to
Blame
be
drunk
flying
drivers.
cars. It's not even drunk
No,
drivers. Even coherent
you guys
drivers
can't
can't
even
drive.
walk straight.
Post-pandemic driving is a problem. People are so impatient to get nowhere. It's ridiculous.
Doesn't make any sense.
If you are a driver or a person that literally has to be on the road somewhat, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
People cannot drive. Do I want to see them in the air with that? No.
The
I would
rage,
literally
the
would trust
rage
a
people.
drone before I trust people in the air with cars. Ain't no way.
Word, I want my Pizza Hut to be delivered by a drone. I thought the pandemic was gonna
Huh? In the air?
bring that. I'm not even gonna lie. I thought that whole was gonna bring that whole drone flying.
They already have delivery drones.
No, I'm talking about like Back to the Future shit, like Pizza Hut coming through.
That was a Black and Decker rehydrator. It was like a disc that was dehydrated.
Oh, yeah, it was the add water thing, the freeze-dried food.
They have drone delivery units for food already, so that's not
Not in my area. Hell no. They
putting that shit. Never mind, I'm not even gonna expose you like that. We
Wait
gotta put the
a
technical difficulties music right here. Like, hey, yo, I almost
minute.
said some slanderous shit to you right now. I had to stop myself.
You know damn well they're not going. They're not putting that
Woo! Boy, oh boy, I had to catch myself.
shit
Because the gentrification is happening, but it's not as rapid as it needs to be over there. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Yeah,
Keep it
let's
cute.
just leave
Keep it cute.
it
That could have went left.
at
That could have went all the way
that. Yeah,
left.
so left.
Like, yo, this episode needs a break. Damn
Oh
technology.
my
Like, cut this off. But in general, I feel like people would be less pressured to feel like they need the latest and greatest, keep up with the Jones type of materials. Because, you know, once you have a feature phone, it's not a dumb phone anymore. It does everything you need it to do. The utility of being able to, you know, order, shop, kind of how we touched on before earlier. It's convenience, of course, but if we were ever to go back to the days of actually just using a phone
Yeah.
for a phone sake, that would be wild. I don't see that happening. Even with your cell phone now, when's the last time you made a call?
Like me?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't call no one.
Me?
I
Clearly, we got our answer.
don't
Never. Oh, man.
call nobody.
Feel free to answer any of these questions in the
People call
prompt.
me though.
It's gonna be a general discussion prompt, but you know what it is. Like, if it's not a wrong number, somebody calling for your expired car warranty. What are the other telemarketer schemes? The SSN
No,
joints?
I get those a lot. That's why I stopped answering
Yeah,
mine.
it's wild now. It's very
Yo,
annoying.
car warranties is the reason why I don't answer mine.
Huh.
I'm sorry,
Like,
everyone
my
that
car warranty been
calls
up
my
for
phone.
years. Ain't no way.
That's why my phone has been on silent for like 3 years.
Telemarketers need a break too. That's what we gotta get into next week.
Yo, I understand it's a job, but yo, relax. Relax. I understand and I respect that it's a job, but my guy, take me off the call list.
Wraps up this episode of Verbal Vibe Mode. Be sure to check out the poll feature and the discussion feature on the Spotify app so you can engage with us and also laugh along with us about your expired, old, decrepit technology that you may be holding on to that still works. Shout out to you. You can also leave us a message using the Anchor app. Get your voice heard on an episode,
Where?
maybe.
Possibly. You never know.
You can also reach out to us on Twitter and or Instagram, or if you are feeling even more direct, verbalvibemode.com is also available. This episode was recorded using StarTex, the most iconic cell phone ever. No, it wasn't. I wish.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the battery in the front, like what? You see me? You see me?
Yo, that is my favorite.
I bet it still works.
With the little screen that just had numbers.
I bet it still, I didn't get rid of that at all.
Yes.
I bet it still works.
I wish I still had mine's.
That phone is solid.
That was my favorite phone because that was the first phone I had that I paid the bill on.
They probably like, yo, if we can find all the StarTex, we can create this new technology. No, I'm not giving mine up. Sorry.
Nah, for real. Like the copper and gold that's in that phone.
You want to talk about a phone that's worth something, not your little breakable Samsungs and iPhones?
Word. And it had great service, too.
Great service, battery life, crazy.
Dumb. I didn't have to charge that phone for like 3 days.
That's what they don't make technology like before. That's the last phone that wowed me.
Yeah, what's happened? What happened to the batteries?
Battery life is gone.
What's up with the bat? Because if you think about it, if you thin out the StarTech battery phone, it would be the same size as batteries today. If you thin out the StarTech battery, it would be the same size. So how the fuck? Well, processing power.
Yeah, battery life is garbage now. Processing the screen and all the rest of the extras that'll be discussed, basically.
That's the only form of technology that needs to go up. Solar power and all that shit. Like, we need to get on that shit. Niggas need to stop playing around.
I mean, renewable resources, too. That's a whole nother discussion. All right, whatever. We'll see you next week.
We can put that on the list.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I thought we've been finished.
Put it on the list. You hear that, audience? Put it on the list.
We'll get there later.